Hi there, it's Pride Daily for Wednesday, and the first of our specials on LGBTQ plus trailblazers. Enjoy! Renee Richards made front page news in the 1970s after successfully fighting a ban on her playing professional tennis as a woman because she transitioned. In 1976, after officials from the US Open tournament found out she was assigned male at birth, they started demanding a chromosome test for all female players. Renee refused, and things got legal. The New York Supreme Court backed her the year after, and a fortnight later, she returned to the US Open. She spoke to America's NPR in 2007 and explained what spurred her on to take action.
I was getting a lot of calls from people who were downtrodden, who were part of sexual minorities, who were part of ethnic minorities, and they said, Renee, you've got to take up this fight. You can't just take what they say and go back and lead a private life.
Renee retired from professional tennis in 1981 at the age of 47. She went on to coach Martina Navratilova to 2 wins at Wimbledon. Peter Tatchell's been described as dauntingly brave, a nuisance, and a modern-day prophet. The prolific LGBTQ plus rights campaigner was born in Australia, but moved to London in 1971. One of his highest profile protests saw him attempt 2 citizens' arrests of the Zimbabwean President Robert Mugabe because of human rights abuses. He was beaten unconscious the second time by Mugabe's security team. The Peter Tatchell Foundation was set up in 2018 and campaigns for human rights around the world. And former Panic at the Disco frontman Brendan Urie came out as pansexual in 2018. The singer-songwriter said he was very much in love with his wife, but he's definitely attracted to men. 37-year-old Brendan reckons he's never struggled with his sexuality and says, if a person is great, then a person is great. I'm Kev McGraw. We'll continue our Pride Daily specials on LGBTQ plus trailblazers tomorrow.